This interview is brought to you by Nedbank, leaders in renewable energy finance. As we near closer towards the G20 gathering or the G20 summit that will take place in November, we start to reflect on the G20 presidency that we have held as South Africa throughout the year. This has been lauded as Africa's G20, and a lot of the conversation has centered around the development of the African continent. We're going to take a look at what that means at this stage and how we continue to progress that. I'm joined on the line by the Group Managing Executive at Nedbank's Rest of Africa and subsidiaries, Dr. Terence Sibiya, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Dr. Sibiya, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Africa's G20, as many have called it, is quite a historic moment for the country of South Africa as the hosts, but also for the African continent. What does this mean for the continent, but what does it mean as well for the likes of Nedbank and other businesses that operate on the continent?
Good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to the listeners. Thank you for having me. Jimmy, this is a defining opportunity for Africa. I listened with interest to Annabelle's chat with you a little while ago, and she did mention in her closing remarks that inflation is calming, for instance. Africa's growth is projected to be higher than last year. And while we don't quite know, and I think she alluded to it, we don't quite know what the trade tariffs are going to mean, I think we've largely averted a full trade war. Doesn't mean we're out of the woods, but the reality is that we seem to have avoided a full trade war. So it's a defining opportunity for Africa to sort of move through this G20 process and the presidency from what we've previously experienced as influence and inclusion to shaping some of these new global financial rules. So it's a symbolic moment for the world, for Africa, where Africa will be in the center of how we shape and how we participate and get into the central part of the gravity of the shifting dynamics globally, particularly given the current geopolitics we see right now. So from our perspective as Nedbank, this is a seminal moment for us, and we've participated in some of the G20 activities leading up to November, including digital finance and also climate funding. So from our perspective, we see this as an opportunity for us to help design the system and design the future of the global financial system through this G20 presidency, Jimmy.
Dr. Sibiya, for many years, the African continent has almost been left out of these sorts of conversations, particularly from an influence perspective and an inclusion perspective. And you touched on both of those factors, saying that we are in a transition phase between one and the other. How does that then practically start to play itself out? I mean, projects on the African continent are seemingly drawing more international interest. Countries on the African continent themselves are starting to say, perhaps we need to prioritize our own needs. How is that practically manifesting in what we're seeing on the continent?
Well, what practically that means, Jimmy, is for us to actually rise to the occasion. We are seeing that Africa has a history of systemic underdevelopment that's generally required structural financing, but it hasn't closed this $170 billion infrastructure gap, for instance, that we see on the continent. So we see an opportunity for us to actually shape and participate and use finance as a lever for development. That's the perspective we are taking. For instance, Nedbank has already directed about 189 billion rands of its lending book towards some of the SDG-aligned investments, for instance. That would include maybe 47 odd billion in renewable energy, 29 billion in agriculture, and roughly 3 billion in water and sanitation. So we've decided to use this opportunity to bring attention to finance being a focus around transformation, not just transactions. So we have to back these long-term and inclusive growth goals that will ultimately build heavy resilience and good opportunities for all Africans. So we're generally moving from inclusion to influence, Jimmy. That's really the perspective that we see this opportunity, this transitional opportunity as.
Dr. Sibiya, I want to take a look at the finance aspect of it. Infrastructure development, you mentioned the infrastructure gap, finance on the African continent and finance for the development of Africa has historically been rather difficult conversation and also a rather expensive conversation. We saw as recently as this week the President of the Republic, who is also the de facto president of the G20 presidency, President Ramaphosa, mentioning that Africa and the debt that Africa has had to accumulate over the years, that needs to be re-looked at when we look at financing on the continent. Take us through the importance of financing, especially if we're to use it as a lever or a catalyst towards development.
Yes, that's a very good question and a very good observation. And I did mention that we've got this history of systemic underdevelopment, that we actually need to re-look at the whole system and lobby for a reorientation that this global financial system we've been part of, it must work differently for the continent. We have our own nuanced needs per region, per country, per local, local systems. So we must look at, yes, there's global SDGs that, that we can use as guidance. But in order to close this infrastructure gap you're looking at, we need to actually shift from being short-term in our views and looking at short-term capital flows towards funding more transformational sectors like energy, infrastructure, logistics. We know in South Africa we have a particular focus on logistics. And then, of course, the digital infrastructure. And we cannot ignore, obviously, the climate transition. So it is part of an opportunity to reorient and get the Global South, using this leverage that we have right now in the G20 presidency, to reorient a global financial system that works and shifts Africa's call for inclusion and taking some of the reins in terms of co-creation and contributing actively to the global financial governance so that we can actually participate more inclusively rather than always being spoken for or being cap in hand, pretending or posing as cap in hand, Jimmy.
Dr. Sabir, as we wrap up the conversation, what do we then look ahead to from an African continent perspective? This is, as you mentioned at the start of the conversation, a very unique opportunity that the African continent finds itself in. It's a unique opportunity to reestablish the rules of engagement, so to speak, and to show the world that we are ready to take the lead and we are ready to take charge of certain things. Is that the message that we go into the November summit with? Is there another message that we get across to the world as a continent?
A couple of key things there, Jimmy, that I would, if we just now look ahead and how we leverage this opportunity. This will be a message to the world, not just to Africa in its own right. We are capable, we are credible, and we're looking for collaboration and not asking for assistance, but offering solutions. We have very strong institutions. Our banks are well capitalized. For instance, Nedbank has a CET1 ratio, for instance, of 13.1%. This is proof that we have the resources that can finance the growth responsibly. So in essence, as a parting shot, Africa is not waiting for change, but we want to engineer it with the rest of the world, and we want to do it now from within and inclusively. So from our perspective, we always say as Nedbank, we use our financial expertise to do good for people, for planet, and for prosperity. So that's a key message that I hope will resonate as we begin receiving visitors through the G20 presidency, Jimmy.
It's certainly going to be a colourful end to the year and a chance for us as South Africa and as the African continent to showcase to the world, as Dr. Sabir rightly mentioned, that we are ready and we are capable. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Dr. Terence Sabir, Group Managing Executive for Nedbank's Rest of Africa and Subsidiaries, taking us through the opportunity that lies on the African continent for development and how we leverage our position within the G20 to achieve it. This interview was brought to you by Nedbank. Power progress with Nedbank, a proud sponsor of B20. As proud sponsors of the B20 Summit, Nedbank is at the forefront of Africa's energy transition. With 47 billion rand invested in renewable energy projects, Nedbank has financed 5 gigawatts of clean energy capacity. This proves that Nedbank doesn't just fund transformation, they fuel it by shining a light on Africa and its power. See money differently. Nedbank. Nedbank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.